Listening Library presents His Dark Materials, Serpentine, by Philip Pullman. Read for you by Olivia Coleman, with a note read by the author.
Ever since Lyra Silvertongue and her demon Pantalaimon had been reunited following their terrible parting on the shores of the world of the dead, Lyra had wanted to ask him about the time he'd spent away from her. But she had the obscure sense that she shouldn't ask him directly. He would tell her when he wanted to. However, time went past, and still he didn't, and it began to trouble her. This feeling came to a head during a visit she paid to the Northern Lands, a year after the witch Yelena Pagets had nearly killed her in Oxford, the time when Lyra had been saved by the birds. The curse of Bolvanger had been lifted, but the Northern Lands had still not recovered from the climatic devastation Lord Asriel had caused. However, the retreat of the snows and the loosening of the permafrost meant that all kinds of archaeological work was possible, and Jordan College sponsored a dig in the region of Trollsund to investigate some recently discovered settlements of the proto-Fisher people. Naturally, Lyra demanded to go too, but they made her work, so she slept in a tent and spent days sifting through the squalid rubbish in a mud-filled midden while Pantalaimon snapped at mosquitoes. And as soon as the chance came, she begged a ride on the weekly supply run into town. She wanted to look at the places she remembered. The sledge depot where she'd bargained with Yorick Bernison, the dockside where she'd met Lee Scoresby, and the house of the witch consul, Dr. Lancelius.
2 hours, Lyra, said Duncan Armstrong, the graduate student who was driving the tractor, as they drew up outside the general post office. If you're not here at 3 o'clock precisely, I'll go without you.
You don't trust us.